Today is the 28th day of Sivan, Chof Ches Sivan, and the Tanya for today is in Perek Zayin of Shari Yichud Ve'emunah, chapter 7, on page 318, towards the bottom of the page. The Alter Rebbe is saying that Mimalei Kol Alma means when the Chayis that comes to the world not only creates the being, but enters into its condition, into its finite form, into its finite function. And that comes through a great tzimtzum, that God's life, God's light, has to be contracted so that it is not greater, not overwhelm the finite being and allows it its finite status. What is this tzimtzum? So the Rebbe says in today's shiur, Kimo kir hachayus, the origin of this life that is given to the created being, it is the breath of God's mouth that is clothed in the 10 utterances as they appear in Torah. And God's breath is capable of infinite expansion, the livre elam they say in ketz v'tachlis, and he could create worlds that are also endless, lekamusam ve'echusam, endless in their quality and endless in their quantity, ulahachayesam ade ad, and to give them life forever. In other words, there would be no restriction in space, and there would be no restriction in time. They would continue to exist forever, and there would be no limit to their quality and to their quantity. And then this world as we know it wouldn't be created at all. Just as God is called endless, the same naturally would be true of God's attributes and God's creations, God's doing, because he and his attributes are one. Which means that his attributes are as endless as he is. Haynu hachayis hanimshachas mimideisov, and in this case, the energy that comes from his attributes, shehen chesed v'rachamim v'shar mideisov hakdeishes, those attributes with which he created, kindness, compassion, and the other divine attributes, mal yideis lapshuson, through their clothing themselves, shemislapshes b'ruach piv, ki hu omar v'yehi, the attributes are clothed in his speech, in the breath of his mouth, are expressed in the speech, as it says, and he said and they were. The world is created through kindness, we learned, and yet it says that the world was created through his utterance. So the idea is that it's from kindness as it expresses itself in speech. The speech becomes the keli, the levush, the garment for the chesed, so that the chesed can express itself through it. Kahadein kamtza de levushe mineu be. Like the snail or the turtle whose garment is of himself. Elosh tzimtzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hachayis. Sheyuchal his pashet meruach piz, but God took all this infinite potential energy that could have come from his speech, and he clothed them and limited them into the combination of letters that make up the 10 utterances, and also the rearrangements of these letters and the substitute letters for these letters. Each of them make up a different name, a different creature. And also there is life in their numbers, in their gematria. Shekol chiluf utmura meira yirida sa'eva achayis memadregi lemadregi. Every substitution and every rearrangement of letters implies a descent in God's life and energy, the life that he gives to the world. So the original letters are a higher level. The substitute letters means the same thing but brought down to a lower level. He is capable of creating such creations whose level qualitatively and their virtue through the descent of the transmutation of letters or rearrangement of letters, the Chayas descends and it creates a creature whose quality and virtue is lower, not as great, as the quality and virtue of those things created with the original letters of the ten utterances. Shabahem mislabish HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvei dovi atzmei shehein midesav. Because there God is clothed himself in those letters, in the original letters, because those letters are expressing the divine attribute directly, and the divine attribute, the Midah, whether it's the Chesed or the Rachamim, is one with God, and just as God is endless, the attribute is endless, but it's confined, God constricted through this Tzimtzum into the letters, which are a finite number of letters in the ten utterances of creation, and even that number 10 is a finite number, and in that way he is memale kol almin. In the Hayyim game for the 28th of Sivan, the Rebbe writes that Atzamach Tzedek b'sapre l'bnei azmur m'ura mechayov, when he was relating to his son, my grandfather, the Rebbe Marash, an event in his life, Siyem, he concluded by saying, Medem vosmer helf tayidin in panosa, in helping a Jew in his panosa, afilu fadinin, zibetik kopkis, which is a matbeya ktana berusia, a very small coin of low value in Russia, 70 kopeks. In Akelbo, to earn 70 kopecks in the sale of a calf, is Allah Shada Hecholis Oyenim Zainifarim often. The person who helps a Jew even earn as little as 70 kopecks, all the gates of heaven are open to him. Ka'over Kamoshonim Siper Azmur Kol Hanal Amur. A number of years went by, and my grandfather related this to my father, the Hasif, and he added, "Mebadaf afilu vissen diveg to the hecholis ro'yenim." It would be proper to know the path, the route to these heavenly chambers. Now, das macht nishes, but it isn't essential. As darv zayin de ikir, the main thing is helfen belev of sholim mitagifil, to help another Jew wholeheartedly and with a feeling. To take pleasure in doing a Jew a favor.